Support for KSJD's streaming comes from Osprey PAX, independent since 1974, setting the standard for creating and producing innovative, high-quality, caring equipment designed to inspire and ease your journey. Osprey PAX is committed to the local communities where it operates and to protecting the wild places its customers love to explore. For more information, visit OspreyPAX.com.
This is KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. A noxious weed is a weed that's been designated as one that is bad for agricultural crops, natural habitats or ecosystems, or humans or livestock. Most noxious weeds have been introduced into an ecosystem by ignorance, mismanagement, or accident, and many attempts have been made to eradicate noxious weeds from agricultural settings and other vulnerable environments. The Montezuma County Noxious Weed Program seeks to educate county residents, property owners, and land managers about the degrading impact of invasive noxious weeds to help protect and preserve the lands and natural resources of Montezuma County. Joining me in the studio this morning is Bonnie Loving. She is the weed manager at Montezuma County. Good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning, Tom.
What kinds of noxious weeds do we have here in Montezuma County?
Oh, we have all kinds, and they are designated by the Colorado Department of Agriculture, the ones that we are currently enforcing. Russian knapweed is probably the biggest problem we have in Montezuma County. Pretty much everybody has it on their property. Also, Canada thistle, musk thistle are very common around here. Bindweed is on the C list. We aren't really enforcing the C list. I'll go back. The Colorado Noxious Weed Act has three different lists, priorities. The priority weeds are on list A, and then it goes to list B and list C. So currently we are enforcing list A and list B. On list A, there's leafy spurge, and the county will actually go out to your property and take care of the leafy spurge problem. We will spray it at our cost, and our county weed sprayer, Don Morris, will be doing that. On the priority list B, we have the knapweeds, the musk thistle, the toad flax, all those.
So why are these so bad? I mean, what do they do to land, or what do they do to the surrounding plants that make them that we want to get rid of them?
Some of the really bad ones, like Russian knapweed, they have allopathic abilities, which means they emit toxins into the soil that kills off the other plants around it. So they really take over their monocultures. They'll lower your land value. They are detrimental to some livestock, and they're just not good weeds to have on your property.
What do they do to livestock? Do livestock eat these things
It depends on the weed species. For example, Russian knapweed, it's very toxic to the horse family. So donkeys, horses, mules, if they do eat it, it emits a toxin into their brain, which paralyzes their mouth muscle, inhibiting them to eat or be able to drink. So they eventually just starve to death. And then you have thistles, and the thistles can get caught in animals' throats and cause abscesses. So it just depends on the species.
Okay. Well, if you're just tuning in, this is KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning I'm talking with Bonnie Loving. She's the weed manager at Montezuma County. And this morning we're talking about noxious weeds, what they are, what they do, and why it's important to eradicate them if possible. Maybe that's the next question, Bonnie. Is it possible to get rid of these things? They seem to be pretty prolific.
I think we can get rid of them. It's going to take a long time, and it's going to take a lot of collaboration with private landowners and the public land managers. But, you know, musk thistle will always probably have, Russian knapweed will probably always have, but we can at least decrease the amount significantly if we all come together and treat our weeds.
Where did these things come from? These are all invasive species. They're not here native. Where are they from? How did they get here?
It depends on the species. Some are from different countries. When we import different products, the seeds come with it. Hay is a big spreader of these noxious weeds. We buy hay from different states, and different states have, you know, different weeds that come into our area. Waterways will spread the weeds like crazy. it comes from everywhere. Travel, animals, birds.
Lots of different ways,
yeah,
it sounds like.
Yeah.
Well, are new noxious weeds coming into our area that you're having to identify and deal with all the time?
There's a yellow star thistle that's on our watch list that we've found in Mesa Verde National Park in the parking lot. So we're thinking that it came from a visitor, it was on their car, or maybe an animal, a seed or something. But there's a big watch list of different weed species that we are always watching for to make sure they don't come in our area.
Well, what can be done? You mentioned earlier spraying, but what are some other things that people can do to help get rid of some of these noxious weeds?
There's different ways. There's mechanical, there's biological, and obviously chemical. You can use animals to graze it off, goats. You're going to have to do some research on what species you have.
How do people do that? Is that something that Montezuma County can help with?
Yeah. You can come to me and I'll let you know which management options are available for which species. Palisade Insectary is coming up with a lot of good biological controls for different species, such as there's this rust fungus that's coming out for Canada thistle, and that's taking care of it. For the organic farmers, if they don't want to use herbicides, they can put this rust on it.
That's interesting. Yeah. So lots of research going on around this kind of stuff still.
Definitely.
Well, this is KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. My guest this morning is Bonnie Loving. She's the weed manager at Montezuma County. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back to talk a little bit more about noxious weeds and what landowners can do to get them off of their property. Stay with us. We're back. This is KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning we're talking about noxious weeds in Montezuma County, and my guest is Bonnie Loving. She's the weed manager at Montezuma County. Let's talk a little bit about the programs that Montezuma County is undertaking to take care of this problem on county lands or other places.
We offer a cost share program which will reimburse you a certain percentage of the chemical cost or biological agent that landowners or public managers use for managing their weeds. So it's pretty easy to do. You fill out an application, keep all your receipts. If you're contracting someone to spray it, or if you personally buy some herbicides from IFA or the Basin Co-op or wherever, keep your receipts. You give them to me, fill out the application. We will reimburse you up to $250 a year, depending on the species.
Great. Well, what about county areas outside of private sort of landowner situations, but are folks from the county going around and just spraying here and there, just kind of trying to keep on top of this and along roads and those kinds of places?
So what the county does is we will spray the county roadsides. We have two seasonal workers, and they will cover the roadsides twice a year. So the green county roadsides, we don't do anything with the red county road signs because they are technically private. But we will go over the roadsides twice a year. So if you do see a spot on the county roadside that has noxious weeds that you don't think is getting sprayed, please do let me know and we will get on top of it.
Okay. And I understand you're looking for some additional funding to do a little bit more noxious weed control. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I have noticed that the waterways are really bad with noxious weeds, and that's a problem because that's how it's spreading onto people's farms. And, you know, irrigation water is big in our area for agriculture, and even just private landowners with small acreage using it to water their garden. So I have been going on the irrigation canals, and I've noticed that there's a big problem, and the source is actually McPhee and the drainages above McPhee that are just covered in noxious weeds. And unfortunately, the Forest Service does not have funds to take care of it. So next year, I'm going to apply for a grant through the state to hopefully start cleaning up these waterways.
How are you working with other agencies? You mentioned the Forest Service, but I assume other water agencies in the case of irrigation canals. Tell me a little bit about how you're working with other agencies around this.
Yeah, that's really big. MVIC, so Montezuma Valley Irrigation Company, I've been working with them on making sure that they're keeping their areas clean, as well as the Dolores Conservancy. They own some of the irrigation canals. And then I keep in close contact with the BLM and the Forest Service, making sure that we're all on board and doing the same thing with the weeds.
Is this a big problem all over the country? Is it particularly bad here? Kind of give us a sense of how we stack up, I guess, here in Montezuma County, or if you have that sense.
The whole state is pretty bad just because it's, you know, wherever you're developing areas, there's going to be weeds coming into it. If you go onto the Colorado Department of Agriculture website, you can actually see the different counties in Colorado with respect to the noxious weeds. So you can see where we rank. Personally, I think Montezuma County is better off than La Plata County. I think their weeds are pretty out of control compared to us.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about your career into this. I don't know if every, you know, kids grow up and say, I want to fight noxious weeds when I grow up. How did you get into this line of work?
I went to school at CSU and got a forest management degree. I was a wildland firefighter for a few years, and then I moved to Mancos, Colorado, where I got a job with the State Forest Service doing some plot work, some research projects, you know, around the county. And then I got a job with Kenny Smith. He's a private sprayer out of Mancos. So that's where it really opened my eyes to noxious weeds and how detrimental they are to this area. I worked with the Forest Service through Kenny Smith on areas that had fuel reduction projects. And, you know, that opened my eyes. When I went to school for forest management, they didn't teach you that after you do a harvesting project, you really need to manage for noxious weeds, because the noxious weeds will just take over.
Hmm. It sounds like we kind of need to look at this issue through where these weeds are coming from and how they're proliferating. Is there any kind of attempt being made? And I think you alluded to this earlier about waterways and upper drainages kind of filling in and these things proliferating. But is there any kind of big picture kind of approach to this that's going on right now? Or are we just kind of fighting the symptoms of this war?
It's really hard to do that because, again, people are, you know, traveling in their cars, and their cars are spreading seeds. The birds are spreading seeds. I mean, everything is just spreading seeds. So as long as all the counties are doing what they can to treat these noxious weeds, and especially waterways, you know, upriver affects downriver, so everybody has to be on board.
Why is it the county's responsibility to do this kind of work?
Well, the Colorado Department of Agriculture, you know, they don't have enough manpower to take over all the counties and take care of the weeds. So they delegate the powers down to the counties just because it's easier. And, you know, budget wise, it just works a lot better than a big federal agency coming in and trying to take over.
Yeah, that makes sense. Let's talk a little bit about how people can get more help with noxious weeds. How do people recognize these weeds? They may have a field full of different kinds of plants. They're not sure what's a noxious weed and what's a non-noxious weed. How do people get help with that?
Well, you can either come to me and I will identify the weeds for you. There are a lot of educational materials out there. There's the Noxious Weed Handbook that has the list A, B, and C species on it, and it has good identifying factors that people can use to identify the weeds on their property. We are offering two meetings each year, one in the spring and one in the fall, allowing private landowners and whoever wants to come to these meetings will go over identifying noxious weeds and different management tools to take care of them.
And do you have a website or some other resources that people can take advantage of as well?
Yeah, I do. Go ahead and go on to Montezuma County, the website, and then you scroll down to the departments, the weed department. And that's where my website is. My email address will be on there. My phone number will be on there. And then we have a lot of good information on the website, even for helping you guys identify the noxious weeds.
All right, fantastic. Well, Bonnie, thanks so much for coming in and talking with me this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
It's good work you're doing.
Thank you.
That's Bonnie Loving. She's the weed manager at Montezuma County. This is KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder.